Aircheckdownloads.com.
A rinky dinky duty. That's Paul Young. Come back and stay. Thank you, Leicestershire. It's been fun. This is Center Radio 238 AM and in stereo 97.1 VHF and FM.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Tony Cook at the Center Radio News Desk. Only one item in today's 1 o'clock news. A press statement has been issued in the last few minutes by the Board of Directors of Leicester and Leicestershire Local Radio PLC, trading as Center Radio. And it reads as follows. The Board of Directors were acquainted last evening with the fact that the IBA, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, had ruled against an offer being made by Crestnote, a company formed by Mr. Geoffrey Poynton together with a consortium, for the shares of Leicester and Leicestershire Radio PLC. Under the circumstances, the board have no alternative but to cease trading. Ernst & Whinney, Chartered Accountants of Leicester, have been consulted as regards the liquidation and will be calling the necessary meetings of creditors and shareholders. We will now be playing music for you for a short period of time. We hope to give ordinary radio programming output in the very near future, and we hope that a further statement will be issued in the near future. But for the moment, from me, Tony Cook, and the rest of the staff at Center Radio, thank you very much.
It's the sound of Leicestershire.
Center Radio is still broadcasting. We're just broadcasting back-to-back music at the moment, whilst talks carry on as to the future of the company and as to what exactly will happen. I believe that the unions and the IBA are still talking in London about whether or not another station's output will be put out on our transmitters or whether or not we'll go dead.
What's the problem? Is it just financial?
Yes, indeed. I mean, we've had financial problems from the word go, really, and there was a lot of money lost in the first year, £250,000. And although we have staged a miraculous recovery since then, unfortunately, we have run out of capital and there is no more money, and the board have attempted to put together a rescue operation that has now failed. The IBA have ruled that out of court, and so we have ceased trading.
What's the feeling? There has been some speculation that another board might just step in and take over the existing stock. Is that possible?
Apparently not. Under IBA rules and regulations, although you'd have to talk to the IBA specifically about that, the franchise has to be re-advertised and new consortiums have to come forward, so everyone has a fair opportunity to take on independent local radio in Leicester and Leicestershire.
So is the existing company effectively bankrupt?
Effectively, yes. I mean, they've called in, it's a voluntary liquidation, and the chartered accountants are here now in the building. But yes, effectively, we have been made redundant as members of staff, and no one has been kept on.
Now, you say that there are talks between union representatives and the IBA here in London. Just what are those talks about? I mean, what can the union do at this stage if everyone has been made redundant?
Very little, I would think, for us, although one permanently keeps one's fingers crossed. But what they're talking about is whether or not it's going to be possible to broadcast another station's output on our transmitters.
Tony, what's the mood of the people who work in your newsroom, particularly there?
Well, obviously, we're very, very disappointed. We've built a very good name for ourselves, especially in terms of news, both locally and nationally. And we've always been very proud of our output. We've done it with a small staff, and we've done it by working exceedingly hard, by giving everything that humans could possibly give, and working extraordinary hours and working around the clock to make sure that our news is professional, accurate, fast and first. And I think that, quite honestly, we've managed to do that. But right now, that all that work has gone up in smoke, and we're clearly very, very disappointed that this has happened.
Aircheckdownloads.com.